Live is your show. Launching in hour number three. You can bring up anything toll free. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. We go right into the phone calls. Mike in California, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. On the amp line.
Hey.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to share a little story with you about something that happened to me recently.
Where were you?
I was in Belmont, California.
Mm.
And for your listeners that don't know, Belmont just enacted a pretty draconian smoking law.
Mm-hmm.
You pretty much can't smoke anywhere unless you live and own in a single-family home.
Yeah, that's correct. It's probably the most draconian of all of the smoking laws across America at this moment. I'm sure other communities are bustling to catch up and one-up Belmont, but for now, Belmont is the most restrictive.
Yeah, I was on Friday, I was driving down the road and on a busy street in Belmont, and I had a guy behind me, and I was ashing my cigarette out the window, and he kept honking each time I ashed out the window. Eventually pulled up next to me at a red light, and he just asked me to roll my window down, and I knew what he wanted, but I gave him the benefit of the doubt, and I rolled my window down, and he just went off. He just started cussing at me, and I didn't have a chance to respond.
Ashing out the window?
No, for smoking in Belmont, because apparently you're not allowed to smoke in Belmont anymore.
You're not allowed to smoke in your own car?
Well, you are, but he's under the impression that you aren't allowed to.
Did he make a citizen's arrest?
Yeah, I thought he might call the cops on me.
What did he say to you when he rolled your window down?
Well, he said, "You stupid son of a," and a few expletives, and then he told me that it's against the law to smoke in the city of Belmont, that I was only allowed to smoke in my own home if I owned it, and since
wow.
I don't, because... You know, because I drive a Jetta, apparently I'm not wealthy enough to have a house in Belmont, according to him, is what he was implying. And I didn't have a chance to get a word in, but I don't know, he just took off. I just wanted to share that with you guys.
What a jerk. You know, look, you can feel however you want to feel about people smoking, okay? That is
optional.
It's your feeling, okay? But why be rude? I mean, if you want to convince somebody of your position, if you want to convince somebody of something, calling them a stupid son of a bitch isn't going to solve the problem.
Nope.
No.
That's just going to make them hate you and make them resent you and make them want to blow the smoke in your general direction at that point.
Likely
or something else.
Yeah. Yeah. That's an amazing story. Yeah. And so do you live in Belmont, or are you just traveling through, or what?
I live in San Carlos, in the city next door to Belmont, and I drive through Belmont just about every day on my way to work.
So he was feeling all high and mighty because he thought smoking anywhere was pretty much illegal, and he wanted to point that out to you in the most obnoxious possible way.
That's right.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it, Mike. 800-259-9231. And it's this high and mighty attitude of, well, I'm a law-abiding citizen. How dare you smoke in your own car?
Well, he liked that particular law.
Right.
Now, God help him when a law comes out that he doesn't like.
That's the whole problem.
Ugh, what a mess. If you've got a smoking hell story you want to share with us, maybe from California or wherever you happen to be, you're welcome to do so at 800-259-9231. In the meantime, we turn to Florida, Mark, and a story about two teenagers who apparently are now facing child pornography charges.
Yeah.
Why? Was it because they had children and were doing naughty things to them? Why was it, Mark?
Well, combine unsupervised teenagers, digital cameras, and email, and given sufficient time, you'll end up with risque photographs on a computer somewhere.
Mm.
There's a problem with that. Technically, these images constitute child pornography. That's what 16-year-old Amber and 17-year-old Jeremy, her boyfriend, both residents of Tallahassee, Florida, learned firsthand. Court documents include only their initials, and so they're using pseudonyms to make the story a little easier to read.
Mm-hmm.
On March 25th, 2004, Amber and Jeremy took digital photographs of themselves naked and engaged in unspecified sexual behavior. The two sent the photographs from a computer at Amber's house to Jeremy's personal email address. Neither teen showed the photographs to anyone else. Court records don't exactly say what happened next. Perhaps the parents wanted to end the relationship and raise the alarm, but somehow Florida police learned about the photographs.
Not what really. Fool called the police in on this?
Not really photos, but yes. Amber and Jeremy were arrested. Each was charged with producing...
But hold on, before you go on, since we're sort of unsure about this part of the story, that means we're free to speculate.
Mm-hmm.
And normally in these cases, when the police are called in to deal with what is essentially nothing more than a family issue, right?
Right.
Two kids fooling around. That's what kids do, in case you weren't aware. You know, two kids fooling around, parents catch them, and one parent gets it in their head that... Well, if we call in the police, they'll help us with this situation.
Right. They'll know that whatever I think is right, and they'll be on my side.
Right. They'll lecture our kids for us and tell them how
those
wrong they were.
Bad little kids jumping
right.
like bunnies,
right.
like
maybe
we did
them,
and stuff.
Maybe they'll give them a scare straight tour of the jail, you know, to really scare them because sex is bad or something like
right,
that.
Right, because you can go to jail for sex or something like that.
But they call in the police thinking that they're just going to come and have a chat with the kids. But they don't understand. Today's police aren't like they were 60 years ago.
Right.
Today's police are going to arrest someone. They're going to arrest your kids on child pornography charges, or they're going to arrest you for, you know, not knowing about this and
or
being
something.
A neglectful parent or whatever. They aren't going to leave your house without somebody in handcuffs. That's just the way the cops work.
Likely that's true. You know, I'm sorry to say that, you know, police aren't there to keep the peace. They're not there to protect and serve. They're there to give tickets. They're there to... arrest people.
Right.
Revenue.
That's what they do.
Right. They don't care about your
show
family.
Show me the evidence otherwise.
Right.
Absolutely, some police officers do take that, you know, the other side of their job very seriously.
But you don't know who's going to show up.
Right.
You don't know when you pick up that phone which cop is going to show up at your front door. And maybe one of them would, maybe one of the cops would have showed up and said, hey, you know, your kids made some mistakes. These could technically be illegal. I'm going to leave this in your hands to decide what to do with it and left. Maybe that could have happened, but it didn't. The cops showed up instead, and they took away the kids in handcuffs. What happened next?
Amber and Jeremy were arrested. Each was charged with producing, directing, or promoting a photograph featuring the sexual conduct of a child.
Based right. on, and this once again reinforces the idea in the American people that teenagers are children, and they're not.
Right.
They are not. They are far more capable of making decisions than children are.
Well, here's the thing is, these kids are old enough in Florida
to have
sex with each other.
That's correct.
It's legal. They legally had sex.
Right.
What they did illegally is take pictures of it.
Right.
Now, if they were 2 years older, they could have taken pictures of it, but they aren't 2 years older. I mean, this is a strange, weird gray area that just doesn't make any sense. Jeremy was also
black and white to the cops. They made an arrest.
Right. Jeremy was charged with an extra count of possession of child pornography because they were in his email account. Some more background. Under a 1995 ruling in a case called BB versus State, the Florida Supreme Court said that a 16-year-old could not be found delinquent for having sex with another 16-year-old.
Okay.
The crux of the state's interest in an adult minor situation is to prevent the exploitation of the minor by the adult. The majority said at the time, the court ruled that a Florida statute punishing sex between teens was unconstitutional as applied to the 16-year-old as a basis for a delinquency proceeding. So, and here's what I'm wondering is, they are stuck. The law is stuck in a conundrum here. It's legal for 16-year-olds to have sex in Florida. Jeremy's 16, Amber's 17,
mm-hmm.
or vice versa, excuse me. That's legal for them to have sex. It is illegal for them to take pictures. Now, if the Florida Supreme Court gets this and, you know, makes a ruling that says, well, this is silly. You can't let kids take pictures of each other. You know, you can't charge these kids for this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I can run a business that employs 16, 17 year old boys or girls or whomever to take pictures of each other having sex. Do you understand? Then
yeah.
their pictures are legal. Suddenly,
so.
They have essentially dropped, they would have dropped the age in Florida. They're never going to do this, Ian. I understand you're saying so, but you do understand that they're never going to do that,
they
right?
won't overturn the laws.
Amber and Jeremy will have to be sacrificed.
They're going to do a hard time.
Yeah, they're going to have to be sacrificed on the pyre of, you know, propriety. Even though it doesn't make any sense at all,
right.
That's what has to happen.
Now look, teenagers having sex, they're going to do it. It's not necessarily the best idea. They do it. They don't do it safely, usually because their parents didn't teach them about sex. And that's a whole other issue.
Mm-hmm.
But teenagers having sex, going to happen. They're going to put these kids in jail, possibly, or give them some serious probation or whatever. There's going to be a black mark on these kids' record for the rest of their lives. What was an indiscretion and a mistake is now going to hang over their head for the rest of their lives. What are your thoughts?
Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SavvyRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Ted Enders from Midas. October 24, 2007. Gold 756 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $779.28, $384.20 for half, $192.10 for quarter. That's $779.28, $384.20, $192.10. The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to the support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University. With the sleight of hand and incremental implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Things you can't run from. Nightmare on Elm Street, your past, and the sun. Now, which can cause most damage? If you said Freddy Krueger, wake up. When we come back, I'll help you see the light.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going. Fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com.
You may be running errands in your car, but you're not hiding from the sun's harmful rays. While windshields and windows offer some protection from UVB rays, UVA, which accelerates aging and may contribute to cancer, flows right into the passenger cabin. Proof? Studies show that the left side of American drivers has more sun-induced damage. But Australian drivers, who sit on the opposite side, had more damage on their right sides. So protect yourself and the tender skin of children with a good sunblock, even in winter. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. Would love to hear your thoughts on the case of the two 16-year-olds in Florida. They had 16 and 17. They had sex together and took pictures. And were subsequently arrested for child pornography charges. We'll get back into that here. Again, 800-259-9231. I want to hear from you, especially if you think it's a good thing these kids were arrested. Really want to hear from
you. I can't imagine anybody thinks it's a good thing. What I'm saying,
cops think it's good.
It's a conundrum.
Would love to hear from you on that one. Also, SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free. We've got a wiki with over 1,400 pages created by listeners like you. Just go to wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. That's wiki.freetalklive.com.
Want to pay higher prices for goods and services? Well, you do every time someone doesn't pay their bills. This is one of the many compelling reasons that SACL CAI has been at the cornerstone of collections for more than 35 years. Before you pay higher prices, think whether the business, be it a bank, hospital, retail store, or utility, could use some help with their collections to contain costs so that they're not passed on to you. Tell them to call the dedicated collections experts at SACL CAI for a no-cost, no-obligation proposal. SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com.
800-259-9231. I'd also like you to call in if you really think that 16 and 17-year-olds having sex together and taking pictures actually is child pornography. Because it doesn't seem to have anything to me to do with children.
And this is the problem with the nature of laws, is that they always end up being misapplied or expanded over time, and it becomes absurd. Just like you hear about these people who get arrested for urinating on the side of the road, and they become registered sex offenders.
Exactly, exactly. And this is typical with government, where they pass one law, but then they not only do they misapply it, but they just expand the definitions to include more and more and more people that shouldn't necessarily have originally been included. It seems to me that this doesn't have anything to do with children. It may be pornography, but these young people are not children, okay? They are to the point, they're well beyond puberty, they are able to make these decisions for themselves, they were doing it on a consensual basis.
Mm-hmm.
Is it not risky enough as it is? I mean, they're obviously risking sexually transmitted diseases, there's obviously a risk of pregnancy, there's obviously the risk of angry parents. Why do we have to threaten them with jail time in addition to all of that? Let's go to the phones, talk to Sarah, listening in Santa Cruz on KSCO. Hello, Sarah.
Hey, you guys.
Hey.
Yeah, you know, I feel really, really bad for these people. It's like, they're 16, they're not dumb, you know. They're completely aware of STDs and the pregnancy chances, and mm-hmm. how horrible is it that their private lives are just being put on blast, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that I'm really confused about is, if they're being tried as children due to children pornography, does their record get cleared at 18? You know, are they going to go to juvie if they go to jail? Are they going to be cleared of everything by the time they become legal adults? And
you know,
if they're not going to be cleared?
Florida has some youthful offender rules, that would allow them to their sentence to be hidden, but not their offense be hidden. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's difficult to say, but I can tell you that...
That doesn't sound like a juvenile charge.
Yeah.
I think that sounds like an adult charge.
They'll still be on sex offender lists, no matter what.
Yeah, and that is so... horrible. These mm-hmm. poor people are going to have that on their permanent record. I mean, they're not going to be able to pick up their kids from school or anything mm-hmm. like that. And the sad thing is that, you know, I know of people that have been sexually assaulted that are underage, and the people that did it did not go to jail, did not get sentenced, did not get tried, mm-hmm. got a slap on the wrist.
Right.
And that's a major offense. And these people are just minding their own business. They're not, you know, posting it all over the internet for the world to see. They're just a couple of kids who are head over heels for each other and went that extra mile.
Well, even if they did post it on the internet for all the world to see, so? So what if they do? I mean, the fact is, we have the internet today. 30 years ago, this wouldn't have been possible. You'd have had to have taken the pictures with a film camera and then taken it to the developer, and there would have been no way to share it with anybody except for maybe your closest friends. I mean, it's not like people didn't fool around 30 years ago. They did. There's just not evidence of it. You didn't take photos back then. You didn't have, a DV cam that you could hold out and videotape things. I mean, that's what kids are doing today.
We had Polaroids, thanks very much.
But that's what kids are doing today, and now they're being punished for it. And I just don't think it's... Can you believe that people would think this is a good idea, Sarah?
No, I think it's so, so sad that, I mean, I feel like there are worse things out there that people should be pointing out and taking charge to, you know, get fixed. than two minors who are minding their own business. I mean, there are now, actual sex offenders out there.
Right, there's real child pornography, too. Like, the state, remember the case from, it was Nevada, from, like, just 2 weeks ago, where they found, this guy found, like, a tape, VHS tape out in the desert.
More than 2 weeks, but yeah.
They caught the guy that actually made the tape. We're talking about a real child in that case, someone who couldn't possibly consent to sex. Well, there's such a huge, vast difference between that child porn and what they're calling child porn in this case, which is, they're not children, they're teenagers, they are illegally able to work, they're legally able to make some decisions for themselves.
Legally able, yeah, gosh, no, seriously, if they are old enough to be tried for a serious legal offense like this, they're obviously old enough to be making those decisions on their own, that this is okay with them.
Yeah. So, Sarah,
if you don't like it, don't look at it.
I'm with you on that one, Sarah. Now, where do we, how does the, like I said, this was a conundrum. The law itself is really on, it's liable to be destroyed if they don't charge these kids. Do you understand why that the...
No, it can only be destroyed because they charge the kids if it's challenged up to upper-level courts. If they hadn't charged the kids, then no one would ever know this.
Right. They shouldn't have ignored the kids entirely, but if it's overturned, now that the courts are in play, I can start a company where I employ 16- and 17-year-olds to take pictures of each other having sex, and then I can put those pictures on the Internet, and I can make money off of them. And
you're totally right. That is such a touchy subject.
It's really weird.
But do you think the punishment really fits the crime here? That's the problem, is this, 16-year-olds are prone to bad judgment because they don't have the experience.
I think the biggest difference here is that they're not soliciting the images. They were not selling them to people. They were not posting them, necessarily for adults. I think 16 is, kind of a drawing point there.
They should change the charges to something that's not sex offender related. They should give them one day in jail or, give them a one day on probation or something like that. That way they keep their little system in place where it's illegal to take pictures of kids, and they can give whatever sentence they want to the next guy who comes along. And, I think that's probably the solution.
Sarah, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you.
No problem, guys.
800-259-9231. As we continue to John in Connecticut, you're on Free Talk Live. John?
Hi. How you doing?
Hey. Good. What's on your mind?
I basically went through the same thing, except it didn't turn out so good.
It doesn't sound like this is turning out good for the kids either, but what was your situation?
Okay, well, this happened in 1997 when the sex registry first formed. I was 16 years old. I graduated high school because I graduated early. So I was in college. I had an apartment, and I had a 20-year-old roommate. And one night, my friend, who was still in high school, brought two freshmen over who were 15 or 14. I was just turned 17 at the time, so it was normal to me.
Friend's female?
Yeah, female.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, and basically my friend was going out with one of the girls, and she had a friend with her, and they were drinking a little.
We'll continue the story in moments. Hang on, we're going to bring you back to do that, okay? 800-259-9231, the rest of John's story coming up, yours as well, if you got one, 800-259-9231. And I want to hear from somebody that thinks that these two kids, 16 and 17 years old, that had sex and took pictures of it, that they should go to jail. You think that's a good idea? We want to hear from you. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. 1126, or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. Spyville.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using Spyville.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at Spyville.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit Spyville.com today.
Job stress, painful relationships, unbearable money pressures, deteriorating health conditions. Are political uncertainties and a world spinning out of control keeping you from getting the restful sleep your body desperately needs? It's true. Researchers now know that insufficient sleep can lead to dangerous health problems, including immune system impairment. But before you reach for addictive pills, listen to this exciting news about a breakthrough in safe and restful sleep. A new product called a sleep generator is now available and is remarkably simple to use. Just pop the sleep generator in your CD player and hit play. That's it. The new program uses sleep-inducing sounds called binaural beats. These scientifically engineered audio frequencies interact with the human brain in such a way that it almost forces quick, safe, and non-addictive sleep. It's just that simple. Created in a special sound lab in Lima, Peru, it seems to generate restful sleep when nothing else will. So if you're really having trouble falling asleep, go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Get to you here.
And Wade.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features for free, including archives, an entire year's worth of the show, front page of the website for your downloading convenience, freetalklive.com. Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does that bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com. Talking about a story out of Florida involving a 16 and 17-year-old, female and male, and they were having sex, as many teenagers do. They decided to take photographs of it, unfortunately, which somehow...
Not so many teenagers do.
Somehow ended up, they landed in the hands of their parents, and at least one parent decided to pick up the phone and bring the police in, because they thought that was going to solve the problem. Unfortunately, all that ended up doing was getting their kids arrested and charged with child pornography? Who could possibly agree with this? Who out there? 800-259-9231. Also, think back to when you were a teenager. Now, maybe you were like me and you didn't get any sort of action whatsoever, but a lot of people did. And in that case, do you feel like you would be better off today had you spent 5 years in jail? Had you gotten caught for your fooling around and spent some time in the pokey?
Right, because these kids taking pictures of themselves having sex is no different than them just having sex.
Right.
They weren't committing child pornography in the same way that the spirit of the law was written.
So they were advertising it, though.
That's what you can go over in your head. Would love to hear from you. In the meantime, we go back to John in Connecticut. He had just begun telling us a story. John, when you were a teenager, you had a relationship with someone else. And go ahead with your story.
Well, I didn't have the relationship. It was my friend that was dating the girl. And,
oh, thank you. That's right. You were at a little you were living on your own.
I had an apartment, and I invited a friend over.
You were 17. He came over. He brought two girls with him, both in their freshman year of high school, so around 14, maybe 15 years old.
Yes. And what happened was his girlfriend fell asleep because she was drinking a little.
Mm-hmm.
And he fooled around with her friend in the other bedroom. She woke up and started screaming, obviously. My roommate woke up because he fell asleep earlier because he was working early the next morning. Kicked them all out because of the commotion. And for some reason, she called the cops. And they charged us down the line with all types of crazy stuff. I was arrested. I was handcuffed to a railing.
So wait a minute. Before you go on, you didn't fool around with either of the girls?
I was dating another girl at the time. It was just my friend needed like a place to like bring his girlfriend over, and that just happened. You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay. Well, anyways, so my 28-year-old roommate, who was a father of three, his life is ruined too. But anyways, so they call the cops for some reason because of jealousy over it, and I get arrested. I got handcuffed to a railing. I was beat up, forced into confession. I wouldn't sign the confession.
Oh, my gosh.
And then they wrote the confession anyways, and my lawyer had the nerve to ask me, why did I say all that? Which kind of makes me laugh. But anyways, obviously I wouldn't incriminate myself like that. They pretty much got crazy with the police report.
And what was the confession claiming, that you had sex with these girls, or what?
Yeah, pretty much down the line. I mean, it was pretty horrible. If I talk about it, I'll still cry.
I'm sorry, are you talking right into your phone? It's kind of hard to hear you at this point.
Oh, yeah, I got a headset.
Okay.
Let me put my phone on. Hold on.
Okay, just an amazing story.
Anyways, so I was beat up in the police station.
By the police, as they were trying to get the confession from you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I went to court, and the judge treated me like crap. I was guilty from minute one. Never had a chance to. I was forced into plea. They told me they would give me 25 years if I didn't take a year in jail and go on the sex registry, which is, I can't get a job. I can't go to school. I tried going to school, and the teacher pretty much, you know, castrated me, you know.
So you took the deal. You took the plea bargain.
I had to. The judge told me that he would throw the book at me.
What was the evidence against you?
Huh?
What was the evidence against you?
Indecent assault and battery.
No, no, not the charges. What was the evidence?
Well, you don't get to see the evidence until you take it to trial.
I grabbed a button and boob. That was my official charges.
Hmm.
That was what they claimed. That's what they had in the so-called confession that you never signed, right?
Yeah. And they said that I said that I did it. And I had I was doing construction, and I had a scratch on my arm, which is a single scratch from a nail hanging on the wall, if you've ever done it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a sharp scratch. And they said it was from the girl's fingernails, which anybody knows it would be five of them, and they'd be deep, and they'd be jagged, not
right.
A straight line or two.
Yeah, and also, if you were doing something more than just touching them on the butt, then I would see a reason for them to, you know, really fight you back, like if you were trying to rape them or something like that, whereas if you just make a sort of naughty move.
Now, why would these girls want to see you go to jail?
Well, I'll go down the story. There's a lot more to it. So I went to jail for a year. I was beat up a couple times. The guards told everybody I was a sex offender.
Oh, jeez.
So it's called the Shark Tank. They stick you in five-man rooms. And I end up having to go to the home protective custody a couple times. One time after, I had a black eye and a fat lip. It wasn't fun. And so I got out of jail, and, you know, I struggled with suicide for a while. And finally, I decided to talk to the girl. And I knew it would be 20 years of jail if it went wrong. So I decided to write her a letter.
And basically, I just said, why'd you do this, you know, et cetera. You know, this is BS. I know it's BS.
Now, this now hold on a second. Now, by the time you were writing this girl, you were out of jail, so presumably it had been, what, 2 years later? I mean, considering the time for the trial.
Oh, this is about a year later.
Okay, so she's only like 14, or she's still only 16 at the oldest. Not probably doesn't have a lot of maturity still, but
no, this is the 15 year old. She was 17 at this time.
Okay, all right. So you wrote her a letter.
I wrote her a letter. I knew it was 5 years and 5 to 10 years if that went wrong, you know, for approaching her. So I had a, plus it could just really screw me bad. So I wrote her a letter, and I said, you know, why'd you do this and that? And she decided to meet me, and I went to her house, and it gets worse. So I decided, she meets me and tells me, you know, that the DA, she tried retracting the statement that it was a bad mistake. The DA told her she would go to jail. So the DA the whole time knew that everything was BS and not real. And, you know, I was forced into plea because they didn't want to get sued, you know, so they pressured me, I guess.
Right, and you're scared to death. I mean, you were only 17 at the time.
Yeah,
so,
I was a child.
You know, Mark, you remember how it was for you when you were facing some pretty scary charges at the same age. They were threatening you with all kinds of frightening things.
I took a plea rather than taking it to trial.
And you didn't know what the evidence was, right?
No, I was trying to take it to trial. We were demanded trial. They forced us into a plea.
They can't force you into a plea.
When the judge is screaming at you.
Yeah, I understand. I understand what you're saying, that you were under duress or whatever, and I know what it's like.
He was told 25 years if he didn't take the plea. It's scary to anybody, whether you're 17 or 70. That's a scary process.
He said if I take it to trial and I'm get found guilty, he's going to throw the book at me. I mean,
scary.
How old are you today, John?
27.
So this is a decade ago, and you're saying you're still having trouble, it's still hanging out.
I haven't had a girlfriend in 8 years. If I get charged anything with a girl, I mean, President Bush just signed that 25-year in effect for second offenses.
My goodness.
That'll count. I don't want to go to jail. I can't even date. I get panic attacks if I go and, you know.
I believe it.
You need a new country.
An amazing story.
We're
out of time, my friend. You can go to part two some other day if you'd like, but thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I mean, it's... Wow.
Hang in there, John.
He's not the only one, either. It's not a unique story. In today's America, with these insane statutory rape laws, this stuff happens all the time.
He's overzealous prosecutors.
This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267. It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartabite. Here's Dr. John Mastin, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartabite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartabite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features for free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. Doesn't matter what category. There's 41 categories to shop in. It could be used. It could be new. Free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of items. Great place to shop, amazon.freetalklive.com. If you've ever shopped at Amazon, you know how reliable they are. You know how the selection is just huge. And now you know that if you enter through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percent. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. That's code FTL to save 10% at LegalZoom.com. As we go to the phones, to the fun, Christian listening in Ann Arbor on WAAM. Hello, Christian.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, doing great. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm really tired of Florida setting legal precedent. I can't handle it anymore. But my dad is a vice principal at a rural school. And
in Florida or in Michigan?
No, in Ohio.
Okay.
And just from the stories that he's told and just this story in particular, there's such a lack of understanding of what parenting is.
Mm.
It's either non-parenting or over-parenting. You know, if this would have happened when I was 17,
mm-hmm.
my dad would have been at the boy's front door and confronted him along with his parents.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just such a lack of communication and I think laziness.
Yeah.
You know,
I think you're right. When the parents pick up the phone to call the police instead of hashing it out between the couples and just dealing with their kids, I think you're absolutely right. They wanted the police to solve the problem for them.
Exactly. And what they're doing is they're doing such a disservice to their children because there's a whole generation in that late teen and early 20s who have no idea how confrontation works.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And
they don't know how to solve problems
and conflict resolution without
exactly.
third parties.
And so now we're going to be seeing a whole gamut of legal issues, I think, because we're going to have a whole generation who have no idea how to handle things on their own. They're going to rely on the police who are overworked anyways.
You're absolutely right. By the way, I think I missed... Is your name Christian or is it Kristen?
Kristen.
Okay, Kristen. I think you're absolutely right. I think what we're dealing with in this country today is a situation where you have a generation of young people being raised by a generation of young people that doesn't know how to raise kids because their parents didn't raise them that well, and they don't know what to do to raise their kids that well. And we've all been indoctrinated by these government schools to believe that government's there to take care of us, to believe that government's who you turn to if you have problems. So, got problems with your kids? Call mommy government. Let mommy government solve the problem for you, and that is not a healthy way to get conflict resolved.
Exactly, and so I'm kind of scared to see what the new children who are going to be born to this generation is going to turn out.
Right.
I hope that we can gain some control over this and start interacting with our kids.
Right. Look at this. I mean, have you been to MySpace?
Oh, yeah.
If you've seen the pictures, my girlfriend Julia has been looking at some of her old friends from high school and their MySpace profiles now 5 or 6 years later, and it's hard to find them that don't have kids. It's hard to find some of her former friends that don't have children at age 21 and 22. And I'm sorry, but young people in America today, because of the system that has been built up around them, are encouraged to stay childlike for as long as possible. You could be very responsible and mature at age 21, but most kids, most young people just aren't. They're still in the school system. They're getting drunk or crunk or whatever every weekend. They're hooking up. They're not doing things responsibly at all, and then all of a sudden they get knocked up, and oh, it's the best thing that ever happened to me, and they get to dress them up like their little doll or something.
Exactly.
It's very twisted.
And only a generation ago, people used to get out of high school and get jobs and get married at 18 years old and have families and own cars and be responsible.
Yeah, my parents got married at 20, and they're celebrating their, 34th anniversary this year, and they did it, but they were accountable to so many people. Kids aren't accountable to anybody. Parents are lazy, and I have two toddlers, and I am taking in all of this and doing the complete opposite of what I see in this world.
Good
so.
For you. Hey, Kristen, do us a favor. Visit us at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners when you get a chance and send us a picture.
Great.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. We got a lot of ladies on the Shrine, but most of the back when we were on one radio station, we had a bunch of radio listeners submitting their pictures for the Shrine. Then we had a big segment of time where most of our Shrine submissions came from our internet listeners. So we need to get a mix again. We need to get some internet listeners submitting their pictures and some radio listeners.
Right. You know, and because it's a national show, people aren't as involved as they are on the local level. I mean, we used to get all kinds of pictures, and not just, you know, pictures of hot girls, you know, flashing or anything like that. It's not that. It's not that at all.
No. It's ladies of all shapes, sizes, ages.
Ages, everything.
Colors. As we continue with the phone calls, now, again, you can bring up anything on Free Talk Live, so if you want to comment on this child porn story, strangely enough, no one called in to defend the law in this case.
It's not strange. I mean, nobody would defend the law in this case.
Somebody must believe that the law that punishes teenagers for having sex and taking pictures of it is a good thing.
Well, the only people that would support that don't want to see teenagers having sex, period, at which point they've already lost because
fantasy land.
Right. In Florida, it's legal for two people under the age of 18 to have sex.
Even if it was illegal, it would
stop. Over 16, under 18.
Even if it was illegal for teenagers to have sex, it wouldn't stop them.
Right.
It would just end up with more kids in jail and more kids on probation. That's not the way to start your adult life.
They think they were being careful, but they wouldn't be,
right,
because they're teenagers.
You don't want to start your adult life with a conviction. It's not going to help you, and this whole situation isn't going to help these kids.
I don't know why we think we have to try to solve problems by convicting our kids of sex crimes.
I don't know why either, and that's what I'd like to know. I'd like someone to explain it. But in the meantime, we go to Dennis on the amplifier line in New Hampshire. Dennis, what's on your mind?
Hey, you guys. You know, the biggest reason to be an amplifier, one of the perks you get, is the amp line is local in the 603 if you move to the free state.
That is true. Good
now,
point.
Now, Dennis, how do you pronounce McCake?
Macaque.
Macaque?
Yeah, you should Google it. Macaque.
It's macaque. It's not macaque.
The monkey?
The monkey, yes.
Okay.
You wanted to, in the first hour, wanted to raise attack monkeys.
That was the second hour. But
oh,
yes,
I love that idea.
Attack the government with monkeys. Killer monkeys. So, Dennis, you weren't calling to talk about macaques. What's on your mind tonight?
Actually, something completely different, but the conversation is so interesting right now. Hey, look, this whole issue of adults being treated as kids, basically being controlled by the government education machine and just government in general, is pretty fascinating. And it seems to me that this whole notion of an anarcho-capitalist society would really only work if you had a generation of kids who were educated privately by a generation of people who were not government educated.
Well, it would certainly work better at that point. That doesn't mean we shouldn't try for that and start working on turning things around.
Well, I think that's what it would take for it to be normal for, say,
absolutely,
a 14-year-old boy or 14-year-old anyone to have basically perceived a market need and supplied it. It would have to be normal for any young adult to basically have a business. That's the sort of mindset you would need in society. I think the way we can get there is by a real education.
Absolutely. And the way to have real education is to get the government the hell out of it.
Oh, you can say that again.
The way you have real education. Okay, sorry.
That's Ian's joke.
By the way, your wife, Irina, is the new president of the Free State Project, which makes you the first man.
I'm the first man. I'm the Bill Clinton of the Free State Project. And that's brutal.
Congratulations to her, by the way. The two of you put together
the
Liberty Forum last year, and you and Irina did a fantastic job at that. I think she's going to do great. What is she planning on changing about the Free State Project? Does she have an agenda?
Well, I think she has to send a missive to the people, but I think it centers around being more internet and less, being more internet.
I know the Free State Project was toying around with the idea about a year ago of making it so the 20,000 number, the total number of movers they wanted, was a little bit, I guess, not as emphasized as heavily as it is today, and giving people the choice to say, well, I want to move, but I want to move in a year or 2 years or 3 years or something like that. Do you think she'll be moving in that direction?
Hey, now you're talking important stuff, and for that, you have to talk to my wife.
I know, but you were here, so I figured I'd take advantage of it. Anyway, thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate it. It has been Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
We will join you tomorrow night online. You can join us in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And if you want to know more about the Free State Project's Liberty Forum, go to their website at freestateproject.org and click Liberty Forum. I think you'll find it pretty interesting, and I know we'll be talking about it more over the coming weeks. More on the way tomorrow night. See you online. In the meantime.
Let's face it. The political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans. Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Amp.